Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello, and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building. It is a Monday. It is July the 8th, 2024. Hello, fellas.
Howdy.
Good morning.
Hey, Jay, do you think, I don't know if you know the answer to this.
Probably not.
Is your reverendship... What do they call that? Your
reverendship.
That is correct.
Where you got your online certificate to be a reverend.
The documentation, yes,
yeah.
Kevin.
Is that thing still valid? Do you have to renew that? How does that work?
Everywhere except could Alaska, you, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico.
Okay,
yes.
Could you marry someone? Legally.
Boy,
that has to be in a state. No, I know that because at weddings, they always say, the power invested in me in the state of Idaho, or the power invested in the state of Washington. They always say that.
Are they making that up? Or did they literally check it out?
No, they always say that, and then they say, by the power invested in me in the state of Washington and the such and such website.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them will say that because it's funny.
I mean, but is the power literally granted by the state? I mean, do you have to have some
I
sort of...
I think you have to have for that state. I could be wrong, but it would seem weird that they would say it.
Yeah.
Because we do have a license that has to be signed by that person.
Right.
So you probably aren't up to date.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a renewal process. I mean, I can do it in about 5 minutes if you really want me to.
Yeah, you should, because I want to start offering that as a service with my business.
Oh, I see.
And I've got a whole plan.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know what? You can never...
Well, somebody got some sleep overnight.
No, you can never have...
or maybe none at all.
Hey, too many services to offer.
No, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
What I'm thinking is you do this, the thingy, a ceremony.
There it is. Yeah, the officiant.
The officiant.
Yeah.
You show up. Mm-hmm. A couple $100 goes your way. You can stick around, eat if you want, then leave. Sounds great, right?
What a great day.
Yeah. Have a few drinks. Drive.
Not interested.
So, yeah, just hang out, talk to everybody.
Sure.
Be on your merry way.
Oh, yeah.
Steve.
Be on your married way.
Would you?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm already worth the investment. Let's
go.
You
are. Yeah. Steve.
You know, Jay, when you texted me yesterday and you told me you had jokes,
yes.
I was not expecting it so early.
I know. I told Steve I had jokes because I asked him. I'm a jerk. Did you know that?
I've seen it.
Okay. So Steve had a whole bunch of remotes on Friday and Saturday.
So many.
Yeah, he had a lot. He had, I think, 46 remotes or something. Anyway, he was everywhere and... So I said, I'm going to do the Sunday one. This is like on Wednesday or something. I'm going to do the Sunday one. You can have the whole day off on Sunday. I think it'll be good for your mental health. And he goes, oh, I'll be fine either way. I'm like, no, I got it. So then right after the remote, I said, so how was the meat remote today? Because I was being a jerk.
Right.
You know, and he's like, well, you had me for a second there. And then I realized, no. And I said, man, I got jokes. You better be ready for tomorrow. I got jokes. Turns out 6:07. Boom.
There it is. Jokes.
Yep, that's Steve, it for the day, though.
I got a job for you. What do you think you'd be good at a wedding? What would be your... I have an idea, but I want to see your idea.
Ring bearer.
That is exactly where I was going.
Was either, it really?
He can wear the same suit.
Yes, either the cute little ring bearer, or we could turn it up a notch and go beer boy. Have you seen the beer boys?
Do you have to wear...
Instead of a ring bearer... Or
particular outfit for this, or what's
They usually dress up in like cut off shorts, try to look all cool, but they go dancing down the aisle and they hand out beers to people, or they can, they can kind of do whatever they want,
but different vibe,
I think you could do that too.
You can do both.
I mean, when you're already so cool, it's hard to bring it up a whole nother level. I mean, you can't really bring it up any levels.
Well, then
why are you laughing?
Just be you, bud.
I don't know. It's just funny trying to hear you explain it.
Yeah, I got jokes too, man. I got jokes too.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What would you say if she sent you a
She's dressed
nice
up,
looking
getting
photo.
Ready to go to a work banquet.
I know what he'd say.
Kevin James.
Very nice.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. Welcome.
Howdy. How's everybody doing?
I'm great. Steve?
Oh, second that motion.
Huh? This is a really weird first thought. And I don't know. You might just tell me we're not doing that topic.
We're not doing that topic.
But it was on my mind this morning.
Apparently we are.
As I went to get some gas. I was going to get some gas. And then there were some people, some characters at the gas station. And I thought, and laying in my cup holder was like a $5 bill, two fives, and like four ones. So okay. $14.
Mm-hmm. Good math.
And I thought, I don't have it in me to lie to them this morning. Because they're going to come up to me and they're going to say, hey, man, you got any extra change, buddy?
Or you and I apologize, you were where again?
I was going to the gas station downtown.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Nom nom, I believe. And as I pulled in, they were standing there, and I just thought, I don't have it in me to lie today. And I don't really want to give away this $14 because I kind of want to get a drink later.
Uh-huh.
So I just kept driving through the gas station.
So you just elected to not stop.
I just used the gas station like I was just cutting through.
Right, right. When really you wanted to get something from the gas station.
Gas.
Oh, gas.
Is what I needed. Yeah, I needed gas. I'm on empty.
I see now. Yes, okay.
And so I was like, well, I was just going to get gas quick.
Right.
But then I was like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I just didn't have the...
You didn't have the energy to lie. It takes energy.
And then I thought, oh, do I go up to a different gas station?
In search for no...
Further out of downtown and see if it's there. And then I really... Mm-hmm. This is the topic.
Okay.
Why do...
Oh, boy.
This might... Again, stop
Happy Monday, everybody.
This might be a weird question, but why do homeless people... unhoused individuals, whatever we call them today, politically correct. Why do they always go to a downtown area? Is there more places to sleep?
I think there's more services in general. Like there's more businesses, there's more 24-hour businesses, there's more people during the day where maybe you might want to ask for some help.
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily describe, I guess downtown's pretty busy.
I mean,
like a big city, it makes
absolutely.
Sense.
Absolutely, got people all over.
I was like, I don't know, in Spokane, does it really make that much sense? But then,
I think it does.
Do they also base it off of places where, where can I set up my camp? This is a good spot right here.
Yeah. I also feel like sometimes the downtowns are more lenient.
Oh, okay, that could be. Yeah, because if you try to go... to the outskirts.
Maybe not as much.
Be like, hey, you're the only guy here. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah.
Could be. Strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was on my mind.
But what
this
a great
morning.
Topic.
Pretty heavy. I was just curious if anybody had like a really good answer.
I don't know that I did.
Other than I just started thinking, I'm like, well, maybe it's, they always say location, location, location. And I imagine that applies there as well. Okay, I'm done.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve. Producer
Steve. Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I'm done.
That's it? Over with?
Yep. See ya.
Congrats, man. Great show today, buddy.
Oh, you mean that? Great show.
Yeah, great show, man.
Wow, thanks. Appreciate
all
that.
22 minutes of it. Well done.
Well, that's about as much energy as I have.
That's
when
all
it's so
he's
hot.
Got. He's left all his energy in a parking lot somewhere over the weekend.
Yeah.
I asked producer Steve on Saturday to please try to cook one of those ribeyes on the parking lot.
Oh, that would have been fun.
But I don't know if you did it or not.
I did not. I was too tired.
Ah.
I never thought about that, Kevin, but yeah, you could definitely cook something out there. I mean, what was the highest temperature that we had over the weekend? Did it get past 95? I don't know if it did.
Feels like it.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get to 100 today, maybe.
Yeah, I thought I saw, I don't know, well into the 90s, but I don't know. I was delusional.
Well, Steven, you were standing in parking lots.
Yeah, my knees, man.
Your knees are worn out.
It just feels like that is, you add 15 degrees. I don't remember what the actual amount is that they say that you should add.
Let me find out. It's hot.
Yeah, it makes a big, big difference.
No, it definitely was toasty. I will say, though, we were inside for one of the events, remotes, and that was very beneficial.
Oh, really? You got to be inside.
Yeah, yeah.
It says awesome. If it's 95 air temperature, the asphalt will be 149.
Ooh.
What?
That's what it says. Yeah.
Oh, boy, Steve. Yeah, you shouldn't have been out there. Not at all.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Girl. Naomi, what's the most amount of shots of espresso you've ever had to put in one drink?
12.
Oh, no.
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 Is that for one person?
Kevin James.
Yeah.
No, that's not even... Is that safe?
No. I think like 6 shots, you're pretty much legally coffee drunk.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
First chance to qualify for the $5,000 Cabela shopping spree is coming up right after the Audio Vault. So hold on for that. Audio Vault brought to you, by the way, by Axiom Painting. And don't forget, you can check out the app. It's free. Just download Coyote Country and you can take us with you wherever you happen to go. Also, I have a question coming up. I better write that question down. Hold on.
Was it as good as my opening question?
Oh,
you
nothing
think?
Could be.
Thank you, Jay. Well, we'll let your secondary question.
Thank you, Kevin.
Still shine, I promise.
I really, really appreciate that. When you're a millionaire or you just become a millionaire, well, you know what this is like, Kevin. You just became a millionaire.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
your first
man.
Million. Yep. You know, you're not quite sure. People are always like, what are you going to get? What are you going to splurge on? And you're like, man, I'm going to get a car. I'm going to buy a house. But some people aren't into that stuff. So what did Mark Cuban do?
I sold my first company, Micro Solutions, and I made a couple million dollars. And that was like more money I'd ever seen in forever. And so my buddies took me to a steakhouse, and we were just trashed. And there was one of these places that had a phone right on the table, right? They had the phone jack. And they're like, what are you going to get? I'm like, I'm not into cars, don't need a house or anything. I'm going to see if they have a lifetime pass on American Airlines. Drunk out of my mind, I'm like, do you guys have lifetime passes? They're like, let me get you to the air pass department. So I ended up doing the deal after I sobered up. $125,000, it was $125,000 for as many miles as somebody else and I wanted to travel for the rest of my life.
How crazy is that?
It's amazing. I've heard that story before, and there's somebody else who did it, too.
By the way, they don't offer that anymore,
yeah,
just
they
in
don't.
Case you're curious.
They don't.
Yeah.
It's so great, though.
$125,000, which most people can't come up with.
No.
But lifetime pass. And, you know, if you're getting it when you were young like Mark Cuban was, that's pretty good.
Oh, so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lifetime pass, how much would you, if it was... $50,000, would you try to come up with it, or do you think you just would never spend
it?
Well,
I don't go anywhere enough that it would be something on my radar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just, that's not something that I'm like, oh, man, I need that. But, boy, if you were traveling much, heck yeah.
$125,000, let's just divide it by 500.
500 flights in a lifetime?
Well, $500. Because we'll just say it's an expensive flight.
Oh, I see what you're saying. How many flights?
Yeah,
I got
you. 250 flights. 250 flights. Think you'd do it?
Yeah. I mean,
again, if you're flying for free, you're a lot more likely to go, clearly.
Right.
You're like, oh, you want to go to, I don't know, let's go to dinner. Where should we go? Houston.
Yeah, and a business guy like Mark Cuban, you've probably spent.
I would imagine a lot, yeah.
So many trips on a plane.
Yeah, easy to do for him. Yeah.
For sure.
I wonder at what point he stopped using it, though, or does he still?
I'm imagining he's thrifty, so he probably still uses it. Well, sometimes on these game shows, there'll be a contestant or two, and they'll say, obviously they say fun stuff or funny stuff. And it was no different on The Price is Right. You know who the host of The Price is Right is, Kevin?
That's Drew Carey.
Yes. I mean, we might as well not even keep going, but let's... Okay, you're the PhD.
Yeah.
I was thrown out of college twice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I have... What's the opposite of a PhD?
I'm a talk show host.
Yeah.
See, she's smart and quick.
You know what? That's smart enough to be a talk show host.
It's just a game show host. But what a great answer. I mean, you could tell it just kind of caught him, too. He's like, wait,
I'm not even that.
I'm not even that.
Oh, yikes. I'm just a game show host.
Oh, man. Well,
it takes skill. Come on.
Come on now. It's fine. Let's see what else I have for you. Want some advice?
Always.
Well, I mean, I feel like, Kevin, you've mentioned before that you're not necessarily into a dating scenario. You're not necessarily looking for anybody.
Yeah, I'm not, you know? That's just not my thing right now.
Kind of is what it is, and it's fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like you've been wanting Steve to venture out.
Oh, buddy, do I.
So pay attention, Steve.
Always stay away from dinner on a first date. Your goal on a first date is to try to get to know this woman, vibe with this woman, and figure out between the two of you if this is something you want to continue. Essentially, you just want to have a good time, learn about her, and see where it goes. So understand the investment that comes with a dinner date is unnecessary. A woman doesn't actually have to be that into you in order to agree to dinner. But if you told a woman to go on a coffee date with you, or to go bowling with you, or to go on a hike with you, there's really not much in it for her other than just vibing with you and having a good time.
What do you think?
It makes sense. I don't think he's wrong.
So do you think that there's just a bunch of people out there, women or men, who are just going to accept a dinner date just for a free meal?
There might be some people, but
yeah,
I don't think that's necessarily the intent. But let's say this. You're thinking, well, I'll go out. I'm interested in this guy. I'm not going on a hike interested with him or grab coffee. But, you know, the good news is if I get dinner, at least I get a good dinner, even if it doesn't go well.
That might be
at least I got a good dinner.
Yeah, that actually might be it at the end.
Yeah, it's kind of the, at least I got a good dinner.
Right.
I mean, he was okay.
What, you can't say, at least I got a good hike?
I do understand his theory that if they're going to go on a hike, like you went on a date with somebody, Steve, and you guys went on a walk, which, by the way, how is that going?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you allowed to say what happened?
I don't know.
I think we can. I think it's safe.
Yeah, it just didn't work out.
That's fair. I mean,
I'm going to say it.
Kevin.
What? I don't know her.
What do I tell you all the time?
Well, I just want to make sure people know there was nothing Steve did wrong. Like, Steve did everything great.
Oh, I'm sure I did stuff wrong.
Well, no one...
She really liked him, but she was like, yeah, I ended up getting back together with my ex.
Well, okay. So, but no one on the planet would think something that Steve did something wrong.
Oh, no, I'm sure I did.
Well, I mean...
I mean, something awkward, yes. Something wrong, no.
Wrong is a loose term, Jay.
Yeah. Okay, all right, very good. All right, well, there's your audio vault. I hope you learned something, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Keep walking.
Learn
keep
not to talk to Kevin.
What?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
By the way, what percentage of people do you think when they hear you say, hey, I was pretty good at reading plays, think of football versus, you know, literature?
Kevin James.
Very few.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Right, stand by. We will qualify you for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's. We'll do that here at one we're done. looking at our texts for the day. Text line is open.
To the text line.
509-441-0999. Roberta wanted to know, Jay, are you still drinking hot coffee today? Because, you know, it's hot out.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I'm like, yeah, of course. I just said, I just have no idea how you do that.
If you were outdoors, you wouldn't drink something hot, would you?
I mean, but I don't drink anything hot outdoors.
Ever.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, hot chocolate at a football game, maybe, but that would be about
that's
it.
That's true.
When it's nice and chilly.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that. I've done that before when I'm freezing, just looking to hold on to something warm. Yeah. Hot coffee, it doesn't matter with temperature outside, baby. Also, I wanted to ask, do you know people who carry around, like, sweatshirts or coats even when it's 95 degrees? Even just in case you get to an air-conditioned place where it's quote-unquote freezing?
I mean, like a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I've known people over the years that do that, but I mean, not right now, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you could relate to it.
No. Well, even at the lake over the weekend where it was very hot, but by the end of the day where it's, you know, 9 o'clock at night and we're all sitting out there chatting it up, and we didn't do a fire or anything. We just decided to stay up on the deck and talk and there were lots of people who were like, oh, I gotta get a sweatshirt.
Right.
I was like, oh, I don't. I don't gotta.
Well, it's cooling down 25, 30 degrees probably by that point. I mean, maybe it's just the change. It's still probably 70 something.
Yeah, I think up there it gets quite a bit cooler.
Sure.
I got to believe that it was, you know, in the mid to low 60s. But I was, the drive home, I drove home the one night at like, right around midnight.
Okay.
And it was so nice. It was just that thing
where I had
the windows down and you could smell the country air. And I was like, man. Oh my gosh, I've never been happier to be driving home.
The windows down thing, do you ever have the windows down and the air conditioning on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do that, Steve, or are you too frugal for that?
Windows down, air conditioning. I just don't do it.
You know what you're missing? My wife always does. She's like, well, are we going to roll the windows up or are we going to do the air conditioning? What are we doing? I'm like, we're doing both. We're doing both.
Yeah.
I like the cool air blowing on me, but I like the fresh air. She's like, that doesn't make any sense.
But it does, Jay. Because if you just, when it's really hot, if you just do the hot air, you're not doing it for long before you go, okay, I got to roll it up.
Right, right. But if you got both going, you can have the best of both worlds. It's just so great. I can't recommend it enough.
I'm just a windows up kind of guy.
Yeah, you probably windows up all the time. Do you ever roll your windows down when you drive?
Not very often, except through the drive-thru.
Steve, that makes me sad. Driving around with your window down
is a great thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do it occasionally, just not very often.
Now you're just lying because you just want to be one of the guys. Don't cave into peer pressure, Steve. If you don't want to roll your windows down, don't roll them down.
I wouldn't lie to you. Not about windows.
Now, I feel like you drive in town anyways. That's all you do is you drive in the city streets. You don't really go anywhere. But if you drove, you know, somewhere where you're on a road, on a freeway, whatever. Yeah, you got to roll your window down a little.
Roll your window down a little, Steve. Live a little. Do you guys still have cruise tickets left? Yeah, you could text the word cruise. Just text it to 509-441-0999. We've got some cruise tickets left, so if you want to go to the cruise. Actually, it's going to be a beautiful night. I mean, you kind of want it hot during the day.
You do.
So that when it cools down at night, it is the perfect experience. And that will be this Thursday. It's going to be awesome. So get your tickets now.
I mean, you better believe you're probably going to get a little sweaty out there dancing or whatever, but isn't that kind of the fun of it?
Oh, man, yeah.
No, yeah, it will be beautiful on Lake Coeur d'Alene. A little hot getting there, I'm sure.
Sure.
But once you get there, get on the boat.
Oh, man.
7 to 10 p.m. Mm-mm-mm.
Love it. So, yeah, cruise is the word to text to 509-441-0999. We'll send you a link, and we'll be giving away some cruise tickets here in just a little bit. I know.
Steve, he just texted me. Okay. He wants to know, is it okay for people to wear, like, swimsuits on the cruise? Well, yeah, you're on a boat.
I mean, it's not like there's a dress code.
Are you going to wear swim trunks, Steve?
I don't think I have any swim trunks. Fit.
You could have your shirt off on the cruise.
You don't have any that fit?
I just haven't gone swimming or I don't know.
I mean, you've been the same size for at least a decade, correct?
No.
You continued to grow when you were in your early 20s? You were growing, or you just...
I'm basically the same size.
This is a fair question. Do you not like to swim, and are you kind of a little water shy?
No, I'm not a fan of swimming, I guess, but...
The worst
but
double negative ever.
I don't have a swimsuit, and I don't know when the last time was I went swimming.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe it was a fear because when I was like 5 and took swimming lessons, they put us in a giant tube and then without warning flipped us over.
Put you in a giant tube?
Yeah.
Like an inner tube?
Yeah.
And then they just flipped you over so it was like sink or swim scenario.
Yeah, and I didn't know how to swim.
Well.
So did you sink?
Oh, baby, did I?
This is bad.
Well, they say sometimes that's what they, you know,
I
the
understand
babies,
it,
just
I know.
Throw them in there and then they just start swimming.
Yeah.
I did. Well, I guess I did.
And obviously you did, Steve, because you're still here.
Yeah, it was terrifying, though.
This also, I'm sure.
To the text line.
He still has that same swimsuit, Kevin. This one says, I'm bummed I didn't get to see Steve out and about this weekend. When will he be out next? I mean, you had four opportunities.
It won't take long.
Thursday, baby.
Steve actually said,
first time.
When he asked, there was maybe I was going to maybe work the Sunday one. And he was like,
yeah.
Well, I don't want to hog them all up if you guys want to do them. And I'm like, oh, Steve, no, bud. Listen, that's never going to be a problem. You don't worry about us. We are just fine not doing them. I don't want to hog them all up.
Hog them all up.
What a guy.
Let's do it right now. We've got this Cabela.